Welcome to another edition of Daryl Davis Black and Green. Hey, everybody. Listen, I'm looking at the Donald Trump freedom train. I'm watching the Donald Trump freedom train just pick up steam. And, yeah, Brother Davis is enjoying this maybe a little bit too much. And, you know, this is all because I warned the Democratic Party for two decades, at least, that if you keep taking the black vote for granted, it's going to backfire on you. We have too much intelligence to continually accept voting the lesser evil, to continually voting for someone else's interest instead of ours. And so now more and more black people, black celebrities are saying, hey, maybe Donald Trump is the answer. At the very least, let's have a conversation. And so, you know, my criticisms of the Democratic Party over the years were miscast because we had the history of the civil rights movement removed from us and given back the right to vote. And the problem with that is that your oppressor is never going to give you the tool to your liberation. So while voting is important, it has to be done smart and strategically. There's a whole process to voting. It's not just showing up and pulling the lever because these Democrats put out memes of Martin Luther King, Dr. King died for your right to vote, and you show up and vote for whoever they put in front of you, a racist, a corrupt politician, a warmonger, whoever they put in front of you, you vote for it. That's not what voting is all about. You need to be at that table. You need to be a part of the conversation of who is actually going to run. Because right now we've got nothing back from the Democratic Party, nothing of substance. Tokenism is not carrying us forward. Well, we have the first black deputy county executive. Yeah, he ain't used the word racism one time. We got the first black deputy mayor of this place, Wisconsin. Yeah, and he ain't used the word gentrification one time. And we've had enough of it. And this is not to say that Donald Trump is the answer for the black community. But it is to say we're talking to everybody. Donald Trump might be the answer. Oh, Daryl, that's sacrilege, or you're a traitor to the black people. Hey. I will proudly say this as leader of the Committee for Justice. I am proud to say that we have created more jobs for black people in our community than any elected official in City Hall. I am proud to say that we founded the African Day Parade and Festival. I am proud to say that we did Rap Against Crack events with hip-hop icons, MC Light, Dougie Fresh, Brand Nubians, and others. I'm happy to say that we fought for the rights of black people and won. I'm happy to say that we went into court and sued municipalities and won. So don't tell me nothing about serving black people, hurting black people, or helping black people. Hurting black people is continually vote for nothing in return. And I jumped off that train a long time ago. I'm no longer picking your cotton, Democratic Party. We get out the vote in record numbers. We elect white politicians, and they give us nothing back. Every group who's come here, the migrants, I just read they're getting $53 million in prepaid credit cards so they can buy the food that they want. Everybody has been handed something. When Irish got here, when Germans got here, when Italians got to these shores, when Jews got to these shores, they were given whole economies. Organizations were set up to pull them out of poverty. Catholic Charities and YWCA, they weren't what they are today. They were put in place to pull white people out of poverty. And now we get skipped over, and migrants come, and now they're being given health care, home buyers programs. No. It has to end. And I'm not saying don't help them, but help us first. We built this country. Help us first. Pecking order. Just saw three young GIs black killed in one of America's wars. Three. All three of them. Three American servicemen were killed. All three black. And that is our history of fighting these wars. Coming back maimed with nothing. Now, one of the biggest problems I see with the Democratic Party is they have now become one of the biggest oppressors of black people. Well, damn, how can you say that? Anytime you give millions of votes to an organization that gives you nothing back, you're wasting your votes. There's no progress there. We have to stop doing that. And so I'm laughing. Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent and black leaders in Chicago and people right here in Westchester County. Maybe we ought to have a conversation with Donald Trump. So I just want to say I'm looking at the Donald Trump Freedom Train picking up steam. Maybe it's time to jump on. Choo!